This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP journalists have seen more evidence of killings and torture in Bucha, a suburb of Ukraine's capital, as investigations get underway. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Dozens of bodies are scattered around Bucha, six charred and piled together out in the open near an empty playground. It's unclear who they were or under what circumstances they were killed, but one had a gunshot to the head, another smaller than the others, likely a child, according to the head of police for the Kyiv region.
It's horrible.
Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky.
You see, it's just six bodies here, and that house, you can see maybe three, and that house, it's maybe one body. It's shot, they was shot and burned after it.
The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court at The Hague opened an investigation a month ago into possible war crimes in Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. and its European allies will impose stiff sanctions Wednesday, including a ban on new investments in Russia in retaliation for Russia's war crimes in Ukraine, according to the White House. The joint action also includes toughened sanctions on Russia's financial institutions and government-owned enterprises and more sanctions on Russian government officials and their family members. The U.S. Treasury Department has also moved to block any Russian government debt payments with U.S. dollars from accounts at U.S. financial institutions. And the Defense Department is sending Ukraine an additional $100 million worth of military equipment that includes the Javelin anti-armor systems. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An international rights group says that Mali's army and foreign soldiers suspected to be Russian recently killed an estimated 300 men, some of them suspected Islamic extremists, fighters, but most were civilians and more in central Mali. Human Rights Watch says it's the worst single atrocity reported in Mali's 10-year armed conflict against Islamic extremists. The group said it interviewed 27 witnesses and other experts about the killings. Moura, a town of about 10,000 residents in an administrative area of central Mali, has since 2015 been at the center of the conflict with extremist rebels and has seen widespread violence, abuses by all sides, and the displacement of large numbers of civilians. U.S. Republicans have blocked a Democratic attempt to begin Senate debate on the $10 billion COVID-19 compromise. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A day after Democratic and GOP bargainers reached agreement on providing the money for treatments, vaccine, and testing, the Democratic move to push the measure past a procedural hurdle failed 52-47. All 50 Republicans opposed the move, leaving Democrats 13 votes short of the 60 they needed to prevail. Republicans say they will only support the measure if Democrats agree to votes on an amendment preventing President Joe Biden from lifting Trump-era curbs on migrants entering the U.S. Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer want Congress to approve the pandemic bill before lawmakers leave in days for a two-week recess. Norman Hall, Washington.
The COVID-19 outbreak in China's largest metropolis of Shanghai remains extremely grim amid an ongoing lockdown confining around 26 million people to their homes, according to a city official. The director of Shanghai's working group on epidemic control was quoted by state media saying that the outbreak in the city was still running at a high level. China has sent more than 10,000 health workers from around the country to aid the city, including 2,000 from the military and is mass testing residents, some of whom have been locked down for weeks. Most of eastern Shanghai, which was supposed to reopen last Friday, remained locked down, along with the western half of the city. Shanghai recorded another 13,354 cases on Monday alone, the vast majority of them asymptomatic, bringing the city's total to more than 73,000 since the last wave of infections began last month. Recapping our top story, AP journalists have seen more evidence of killings and torture in Bucha, a suburb of Ukraine's capital, as investigations get underway. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.